So after years of wondering why Call of Duty would sink down to adding skill-based matchmaking into their games and pretty much ruining the experience for the majority of casual players, we finally got an interview from one of the developers that worked on the system many years back, and we now know the inclination, the reasoning, and a lot more. And man, as much as it ticks me off, I think this actually fired me up a little bit more. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Right Click. As always, Birdman here, and I don't want to give too much of a preamble. This is a decent-sized article, and I want to just kind of get into it, but there's a few things that need to be said. First of all, as you heard in the intro, it's about skill-based matchmaking, and this has been a huge, huge topic of discussion in the Call of Duty world because it's the biggest first-person shooter franchise in history, and then they added this SBMM, or skill-based matchmaking system, that has really taken a hit on their numbers of players and really player enjoyment as well. This is important because we've never gotten any firm answers as to why, and they've put out some cryptic things about it, and nothing has answered any questions. And in this, we found out that they did, and this came from the end of February of this year. I don't know how I never heard of this. I'm glad I know now. But the more I think about it, I guess I'm not entirely surprised I didn't hear about it because it was an exclusive interview with Insider Gaming, specifically Tom Henderson of Insider Gaming, a gaming journalist who I have been very critical of in the past because I have made comments and I stand by it. He has done things in the past for different games, developers, and companies that I believe he is shilled out for, just completely honest with you. You can scroll through his Twitter and see it. He's actually deleted a lot of stuff that has painted a negative light, but the internet is forever. That's my main preface, and I don't really want to expose more stuff to Insider Gaming and Tom Henderson, and it's not that I hate the man, but I don't agree with the way that he handles what he does in this industry. It's just the truth, and if he was standing right here in front of him, I would tell him the same thing. But given that this was an exclusive interview, it's something that needs to be said, and we need to discuss it. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and pop up the screen recording here. I'm going to go ahead and you should see it right now. As normal, I'm going to have it over here. So this is a Tom Henderson exclusive on Insider Gaming. And I'm not going to give too much credence to the Tom Henderson side of things. What matters more is from the developer's point of view, because I'll give some thoughts at the end, more heavily. But I want to focus on this developer's point of view. Anyways, the article starts like this. Earlier this month, I attended the 2025 DICE, which is Design, Innovate, Communicate, and Entertain Summit. It's an annual event that sees industry executives and leaders across the globe converge into one location to discuss the future of video games. It was an eye-opening event, and I walked away with a sense that the industry has a renewed sense of optimism. With the past few turbulent years catalyzing a reinvention of creativity and technology that will undoubtedly lead to an exciting future. Forgive me for laughing. I'm not trying to be outright disrespectful. I have some opinions on Tom Henderson's writing, and I find that to be a very rich statement. Anyways, save bigger comments towards the end. One of my favorite conversations at the event, though, was on the four letters that strike fear in any good player who plays multiplayer games, SBMM. For those who don't know, I started off this unorthodox journey into journalism as a Call of Duty YouTuber who thrived and gained a following by uploading high-kill, low-death gameplay with the occasional commentary about how the next game leaked on the back of a Doritos packet. I actually remember that. Finding ways to get around SBMM was always a part of my gaming routine. Of course it was. When I had the opportunity to speak with Charlie Olson, a veteran software programmer who spent nearly a decade at Raven Software in two stints, and wrote the matchmaking algorithm, or the MMR, I'm sorry, rating algorithm, for Call of Duty's SBMM system, it was an offer I couldn't refuse. Olson initially wrote that the MMR initially wrote the MMR algorithm for China's Call of Duty Online in 2015, with the algorithm making its way onto the first mainline entry with 2016's Infinite Warfare. Oof. It's a system that's been there ever since. And by the way, technically before. We'll get into that. With the matchmaker itself becoming more sophisticated over the years, but Olsen's rating algorithm remaining essentially unchanged. Olsen would move on from Raven Software in 2020 and co-found yada, yada, yada. I really don't care. After a handshake, a brief introduction, yada, yada, yada. This is full of drivel, like normal. SBMM is not going away in Call of Duty, and arguably any other live service game that wants to be successful, of course. I wanted to address the elephant in the room when it came to COD's SBMM white paper and its legitimacy, because as we all know, there's always a sense of doubt when a giant company tries to be transparent. When asked, Olsen told me that the white paper is accurate and he can attest to it based on his own analysis of Call of Duty and on other games. Live service games need SBMM and SBMM needs MMR. Fundamentally, that makes sense. Okay, sure. He continued to explain that both are needed to ensure long-term sustainability and player engagement, which are both critical components in ensuring a successful live service game. But that doesn't mean just shut up and like SBMM, says Olsen. On stats, Olsen explained that around half of players would be driven to stop playing without SBMM because, quote, sometimes you get stomped, sometimes you get stomped. That narrative only applies to around 40% of players by skill, with the 10% at the very top of the players doing 90% of the pub stomping. Olsen used XDefiant as an example of churn-based matchmaking and explained that although XDefiant had team balancing, people don't like being the weak link repeatedly, and high-skill players don't like carrying a team of potatoes all the time. Keep that in the back of your head. I'm going to touch on that at the end because XDefiant is a very important piece of this puzzle. When asked for a solution to SBMM, Olsen believes that it's needed to ensure long-term sustainability for a live service game. However, he thinks that its solution is transparency where the players rank with their skill. The massive problem with SBMM, though, is that you don't know what league you're in anymore. SBMM takes away the sense of skill and mastery, and there's less skill feedback. Stats don't matter as much. KD is less of a bragging right. It's a serious design problem, really. He continued, if you're trying to get better at the game, SBMM just rewards you with tougher opponents. I'd even say that SBMM punishes players for being good. That's unfair, and players are right to complain about that. Olsen thinks one solution is to reward players with more XP for being better at the game. Casual doesn't need to be something about skill like ranked play, but you should be able to see something that about the average skill of your lobby or opponents. Maybe this is a match in a gold tier, so you get a 1.2 XP multiplier. You should be able to see your MMR in the combat record. I agree. You shouldn't have to file a personal data request with Activision just to get that information. Little sidebar here, because this is important. I did that. I filed that request, and it was ludicrous. It was the amount of information collected is horrifying. Anyways, he went on to explain that he did pitch such a system for Call of Duty on multiple occasions, even at a meeting at Infinity War during 2019 Modern Warfare's development. However, Olsen noted that the lack of bandwidth that studios have to consider new ideas outside of the lead studio makes such pitches an uphill battle, especially coming from a non-designer. So I tried, but it didn't catch on, he said. The other reason I think it didn't catch on is that most designers just don't know how MMR works, and therefore aren't comfortable using it as a component for design. I asked Olsen to explain SBMM in a Four Dummies explanation, to which he explained that SBMM consists of three different systems: matchmaking, team balancing, and matchmaking rating or skill rating. MMR is the number that the matchmaker and the team balancer uses. The MMR system takes into consideration the ratings of everyone in the match and updates your rating based on your relative performance. In COD, Olsen said that MMR is more of a volatile in the mid-range, which is an issue that could be addressed. He said that COD players who requested their data from Activision are likely seeing that volatility too. Yes. A lot of people have commented on this. With their MMR bouncing around without a clear indicator as to why. Yep. But that's why Olsen believes that players should should openly be able to see their MMR for transparency, and so they can see what's going on. He noted that preventing people from seeing their MMR or making your data request it from Activision leads to a lack of faith, and ultimately leads to conspiracy theories that we often see flooding the internet. Cry me a river. Contrary to what some players believe, you really don't have to try your hardest every match. If you go off meta, your MMR will adapt after a few bad games, and matches get easier. I'm about to hemorrhage from this. Good lord. The exception would be when you're playing low pop modes that attract high skill players or during open betas. For example, you probably shouldn't expect a game mode like Domination, a game mode that traditionally attracts higher skilled players, to get much easier. God, these people know nothing about this game. Speaking of conspiracy theories, I can't speak today. Olsen also pointed out that COD's SBMM gets mistaken for Engagement Optimized Matchmaking, or EOMM. But it's really just because the MMR is highly responsive and volatile. What's clear is that SBMM and COD and other live service games is never going to go away. They are fundamental systems to keep a game alive and thriving by keeping players around, and has become more apparent recently following Activision's clampdown on VPNs and patching SBMM get-around methods like two-boxing, a method where a player would join the session of a lower-skilled dummy account to enter a lower-skilled lobby. That was very popular at the start of this most recent game. The issue with COD in particular seems to be transparency, and players should be rewarded for being good at the game. Be that XP bonuses, or as Olsen suggested, or yada yada. Okay. I speed ran that a little bit. It was a decently long article, but here's why I got through this. There's a lot of garbage in this. One thing that I do and don't agree with. I brought up the X Defiant thing. Olsen talks about how sometimes you stomp, sometimes you get stomped. Only applies to around 40% of players by skill, with 10% of the very top players doing 90% of the pub stomping, and he used X Defiant as a way to justify that opinion. Okay. Excuse me. So, X Defiant, we've talked about numerous times. I actually liked X Defiant. One of the big draws to it was that it didn't have SBMM. And it doesn't. It has other like balancing systems, as he mentioned, and that's fair. It does have team balancing and things like that, but it's lower aggression, let's say. I enjoyed X Defiant because I come from a time of Call of Duty where pub stomping was a thing. You'd go in and, mind you, SBMM has been in Call of Duty since Black Ops 2. We're talking 15 years at this point, nearly. It's been around for a long time. X Defiant pulled all of that out. The old style that I come from was a very low aggression SBMM, so it wasn't tuned very high. You could still pub stomp. You could still go and drop nukes. Nobody really does that frequently in current CODs. It's not feasible. You have to try so hard. It's not fun. It takes the fun of naturally playing the game away. And it does. It just does. Okay. X Defiant could have balanced it better. I've never had a problem with SBMM as a concept. I have a problem with the tuning of SBMM and the way that they've weaponized it, specifically Activision has weaponized it against Call of Duty players. X Defiant is absolutely right. I do get bored of it after a while. Now, granted, the game's been wrapped up for a while now. I think it finally goes offline in 2 months. Anyways, he's right. X Defiant did get boring after a while because it was just playing against a bunch of potatoes for me. And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back or anything. I'm sorry if this sounds stupid. It's a very natural game. It plays like the games that I grew up on. It plays like the games that I competed on. It's very basic for me. It's very simple. And I do consistently have 70, 80, 90 plus kill games because of the way that the game's tuned. And I can tell you outright, it's not fun for the people that are getting stomped. Now, the only thing in this that I can sit here and really link to is he talks about finding a middle ground, maybe being XP based. Okay, fair enough, but if you leave the tuning the same, people are still going to have the problem. Because most really intense gamers at this point, and this is why I say these people are legitimately removed from the reality of games nowadays, most hardcore gamers when they drop in, they are grinding the game to the point where levels stop mattering very quickly. This current Black Ops 6 is a perfect example of that. I see Master Prestiges constantly. People who've already crested over the high levels of the game. There's no incentive at a certain point. So casual players may see something like, okay, let's get more XP. I get less kills a game than a higher skill player. I can't keep up. I can't level up as fast. Okay, we can have a middle ground there. I don't particularly like that. And I think my opinions on this are actually going to piss a lot of people off, because my dumbed down explanation of this game is, this is one of those things that the more you play, the better you can get. And it's like anything else. If you put the time in, you'll get better. And if you don't have the natural skill for it and you can't crest over that, the practice is only going to take you so far. Some people just aren't naturally skillful towards something like that. Maybe it's motor controls. Maybe it's hand-eye. It doesn't matter. And this isn't an insult, but it is the truth. There's a reason why in every single thing in this life, there's people that are better at this than they are, than that than they are. It doesn't matter. I cannot go out on a soccer field and compete. I can grind and get better and get in shape, and I could be better than I am now, but I played soccer. I know where my ceiling is. Now, I spent the time that I did playing Call of Duty and playing competitively because I knew where my ceiling was, and I also knew where my floor was. SBMM was designed to coddle people and create an environment where the high-skill, really sweaty people could sit there and continue to do what they do in their little bubble, but allow the people who aren't good at the game, just bluntly, to still have an enjoyable time. At its face, there's nothing wrong with that, but this is a participation trophy scenario. Now, here's where my problem with this is, from the development standpoint. The reality is you can have your cake and eat it too. They can develop this where both sides win. They can. This is not controversial. This is factually objective. This is truth. It is what it is. The tuning can be adjusted. And make note here. Activision has released graphs and data that they've gathered that do wholeheartedly prove this. Just straight up. It proves this. There is so much here where he passes the buck. The guy who created this egregious MMR that they're using sits here and says, well, I tried, but it didn't catch on. Woe is me. And now he goes and does it for other games that are still not succeeding. The only reason Call of Duty still has a success is because the things that they've adapted in the last couple of years are the things that the people actually wanted to see. From the front-facing shiny stuff. This is what we wanted the guns to look like. This is what we wanted the movement to look like. This is, okay, nothing wrong with it. We wanted the maps to look like this. Verdansk, for those who know, is a very good example of this. Mother Mary on a pogo stick. This is not complicated. This individual created the system and is saying, well, I try. I just can't do much anymore. I have zero sympathy for this, and make no mistake, Olsen is the reason why Call of Duty is declining from the public-facing side. This is why the professional side, the competitive side, the media side is not getting the attention that it used to, because people don't want to come in here, have one good game, and go and get slaughtered. And this is what he talks about, and I hate this quote. It makes me so angry. Contrary to what some players believe, you really don't have to try your hardest every match. If you go off meta, your MMR will adapt after a few games and the matches will get easier. That is a complete lie. There's nothing factually correct about that. It is a lie. There are people who actively, the exclusive ace on YouTube, has actively debunked this numerous times. I have debunked this. You can sit here and reverse boost, which means you go in and drop 100 deaths, kill yourself 100 times, and okay, it'll start getting easier. But you have one good match and it immediately launches back up. If you've requested your data from Activision, you can see this directly. There are people who have broken this down by the actual numeric statistics and have proven that literally what the guy who designed it is saying is a complete and utter lie. This is why stuff like this pisses me off, because there is a legitimate answer to this. You have had it at an 11 for the last like 8 years. Bring it down to a 7. Watch the people return. There has been a balance where you've had a mix of competitors. This is normal. There's nothing about this that is off base, that is weird, that is untried or unproven. This all exists. I don't understand their hell-bent desire not only to continue to do this, but to lie about it. They had to recant what they were saying about that when the whole public notice of, hey, you can request your data came in. People flooded it because they're like, I want to know why you were doing this to me. And I want to see what it does when I get in these, I'll play off meta. No, what you understand. When he says, contrary to what some players believe, you really don't have to try your hardest every match. If you go off meta, your MMR will adapt. But he's saying if I don't use the best gun in the game for a couple of games, it'll reset and everything will be fine. It's like I played again. First of all, that's a garbage system because you are forcing the player to game the system. And then you're, by the way, Activision has been banning people for doing that consistently. Banning people for finding these workarounds because it's not fun to play. And you have the developer of it saying, well, you don't actually have to do that. No, what he's actually saying is if you want that to take effect, you have to go wildly. Like, you have to go and you can't get any kills. You have to just kill yourself over and over and over. And then it will put you in a lower skill lobby. Okay. That is the same thing as a concept called smurfing. And smurfing is when a high-level player goes and creates a fresh account. Nothing's ever been played on that account before. They go in and they just wax the floor with everybody. Because it's an account with no playtime on it. So the SBMM goes, okay, well, I'm going to put you with other people with similar MMR, which means that it's people who are genuinely not good at the game. People, and I've seen this. I've seen this directly. People who legitimately will walk around and walk into walls because they don't have the motor skill between the two thumbs. I am not insulting anybody. I've seen it myself. This is true. Or it's other people who have never played it before. So if you have somebody that can play at an extremely high level going and playing on a smurfed account, again, that's just the nickname of it, you will get banned for that. He is literally telling people to actively reset and smurf. You risk your own account doing that. These people are so out of touch. They even say, for example, God, Tom Henderson is... For example, you probably shouldn't expect a game mode like Domination, a game mode that traditionally attracts higher skilled players. In 2011 it did. What are we talking about? He is talking about things that are so out of date. The concept that he's interviewing this developer on didn't even exist then. These people are frauds. It's one fraud interviewing another. This is psychotic. And we sit here and make, finding the solution's going to be a tough one to appease everybody. No, it's not. Your garbage is the reason, this nonsense is the reason like Tom Henderson can post drivel, because it drives people to read these articles and go, why are they doing this to me? And everybody gets mad on Twitter. It's the only positive engagement that COD is getting, positive meaning incline in player base. By the way, when they released the thing that people freaking wanted, Verdansk, the original Warzone map, came out, what, a week and a half ago? No, a week ago, like yesterday. People are loving it. People are loving it. It's the stuff people asked for. It's as simple as that. You give what the community is asking for, and the community will return. End of discussion. This is not complicated. This is drivel. How much do I want to rant on this? I'm not going to keep ranting on this. Understand, that skill-based matchmaking is legitimately a tool by Activision to keep the player on a leash and keep them restrained. You'll be restrained and you'll like it. And that's what they're telling you. You will get what we give you and no more. And you're going to like it or you're going to go away. The biggest name in the first-person shooter industry is saying that. Maybe it's time to listen. Because if that's what they're going after, I don't really know what to say. Because there's nothing more that I can give as an excuse. I can't. You have ranked for that reason. Why is it in the public matches? If you want to play against your ranks, you go do it. It's built into the game. But if you just want to kick back and relax at your TV, you can't just play public matches. I'll say this, and I'll leave it be. Sitting where I'm at, I have, dear God, I have a lot of money in controllers. $250, $200, this one was $300, that one was $50. I have one in here that's broken. That was $251. Okay, I've got somewhere over $1,000 worth of professional-grade controllers. I have a very expensive professional-grade gaming monitor, specifically for competitive games. I have high-quality in-ear monitors. I have a high-quality headset. Listen, the point I'm making, I have done this at a very high level, and I still have the stuff that would allow me to do that. And if I go play Call of Duty, I'm not going to do it on my TV. And to make it even worse, my TV, my setup over here, the couch and everything, where I want to kick back and just dork around on some Call of Duty, I cannot play this game on that. Because my account is a sweat fest. Which means if I go and play over here, I am at very minute disadvantages. I have a 120Hz TV, so the console that I have, the Xbox Series X, can output it. That's great. But there's more delay in the controller. Even though I have a $250 controller for the Xbox, wireless, I'm on a 65-inch TV. Doesn't have great response time. It's like a 2-millisecond response time. This monitor right here is 0.5. It literally is down to milliseconds difference between these two, and I can't relax at the end of a long day and play Call of Duty, what is historically my favorite game, on my TV. I have to play here, because if not, I'm at such a disadvantage, I can't compete. That's the entire realm of what this game is now. There's so much inconsistency in the development of this game. It's unapologetic, too. It's not that a middle ground doesn't exist. It's that they don't want you to have a middle ground. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. These developers are keeping you restrained because they want you to keep buying things in the store. And that's it. I got a headache. This is giving me a headache. What have they done to my game? What have they done to the... I'm tired. I hate talking about this. It's pathetic. There's no reason that any of this needs to be this way. There's no reason that any of this needs to be this way. But I'm going to leave it at that. I'm sure this will come up at another point. Go play games that care about you. Go support games that care about you. Go play the finals, dude. The finals is one of the best games out right now. Anyways, I'm leaving it. As always, Birdman. Right Side Media. Go check us out. RightSideMedia.org. Go check out all our articles. Some new stuff's come out recently. It's going to be some good stuff. You'll enjoy it. Trust me. Go check it out. As for now, I'm going to leave it. Thank you. I'll see you guys next week. Y'all have a great day.